The U.S. Postal Service faces numerous challenges, from billion-dollar budget deficits to service delays. Senator Rand Paul recently suggested a fix, cutting back on rural mail delivery. But Graham Ambrose of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting found that rural mail service has been threatened for years.
The first post office in Kentucky opened in Danville 228 years ago. The Postal Service is one of the oldest government services, and today Americans consistently rate it among the most trusted public agencies. Katie Rollins knows that trust firsthand. She lives in Paintlick, a small town in rural Garrett County, and she works at Paintlick's post office for 12 years.
They trust me because I worked at the post office. They knew me. I mean, I have actually went to the bank, to the ATM machine, and took money out of a stranger's account because she trusted me to bring it back to her.
Rollins says she was like a social worker to Paintlick residents, helping people draft letters, fill out government forms, or write checks. Some were in poor health and couldn't sign their own name, let alone hold a pen.
These elderly people are sitting down here. They don't have anybody. They need that post office. They need it.
Across rural Kentucky, post offices are struggling. Data from the Postal Service show that over the last decade, more post offices have been closed in Kentucky than any other state. Closures have hit every region, from coal towns in Appalachia to villages in the open fields of the Jackson Purchase. What's lost is a beloved institution where neighbors hang out, trade news and gossip, and share little gifts like fruit and vegetables from the farm.
When we talk about modern mountain values, resiliency, neighborliness, those things are exhibited by the way people interact in these public spaces too.
That's Shane Barton, who works in economic development at the University of Kentucky. He's a ninth-generation Appalachian who thinks the post office and postal service are indispensable to the region he calls home. Barton's worried the loss of post offices will only exacerbate social tensions between Appalachia and urban areas.
This is just another assault on communities and people who, in many cases, feel abandoned already.
A lot of the history and identity of small towns are intertwined with their local post office, especially in Appalachia, according to Ken Martis, a geographer at West Virginia University.
We peg the history of a lot of these little places by when the post office was established, because we don't have records of when the first ton of coal was brought out or when the first people were settled. The post office is a good marker of the historical establishment of a place.
The loss of a post office can signal the opposite, a community in decline. For years, conservative policymakers have targeted rural mail delivery for privatization, restructuring, or downsizing. President Trump is opposing calls for an emergency postal service bailout, as well as efforts to expand voting by mail in November. Rural Kentuckians are paying attention. Joe Brown is a lifelong resident of Paintlick, where post office hours have been slashed. It's only open 2 hours a day for retail service. Rumors have been swirling for years that it'll close. Brown is 74 years old and an Army veteran. He relies on the Postal Service to deliver his medication. This summer, refills that typically arrive in 18 to 20 days have taken over a month. Those rallying behind the Postal Service also say rural post office closures and service reductions undermine something more basic, local identity.
In the little village of Paintlick, it would be another devastating blow if the post office were no longer there.
A Postal Service spokesperson based in Kentucky said there are currently no plans to close post offices. But rural Kentuckians think there's too much on the line to be complacent. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Graham Ambrose.